In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, help of Christians. Saint Joseph. Our Holy Father, Saint Francis. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today there are many things that the Church could celebrate and does celebrate today. First, if you are living in Australia or one of those countries that has Our Lady, Help of Christians as your patroness of your country or land, or have a devotion to Our Lady, Help of Christians, today is the feast day of Our Lady, Help of Christians. For Franciscans today, it's the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of Our Holy Father, St. Francis, that great church that sits on the hill in Assisi, as they call it, the Sacro Convento, the Sacred Convent, the church where St. Francis's remains was transferred shortly after his death to that great convent and put in the crypt of that church, was to become the home of the Franciscan Order, as Pope Benedict the 14th in 1754 said that now he would raise that sacred convent to a patriarchal basilica, a papal chapel. That church is directly under the control of the Holy See. It's not under the control of the Franciscan Order. That's how much the Church, especially the popes throughout the ages, have seen their gratitude for the example and devotion of St. Francis, who was so dedicated to the Church. It said about St. Francis, about all these false images you see of St. Francis today, that he was somehow some kind of a hippie, an ecology freak who ran through the woods hugging trees. That's not St. Francis. That's not the best description of our Holy Father, St. Francis. He was a thoroughly Catholic and apostolic man. That's what his biographers say about him. The men who knew him and lived with him said that about St. Francis, he was thoroughly Catholic and apostolic. And one of the things that made him so Catholic was his devotion to the papacy, his devotion to the See of Peter, his devotion to the Vicar of Christ. And so in gratitude to that, because he enshrined that obedience in the order of St. Francis, that they would be obedient to the Pope and all of all that he asked of them, they had great love and respect for St. Francis. And being such a humble saint, they wanted to build this great and glorious basilica in honor of this saint. Many people look at the church and they say, well, if St. Francis is so humble, why does he have such a big church with all these beautiful frescoes and everything in it? And the answer is that the humble shall be, the proud shall be humbled and the humble shall be exalted. And the church has chosen to exalt its humble son of St. Francis to such a height. But this church truly is not the birthplace. It is now, though, to be called, you might say, the head of the order of all Franciscans, because that's where St. Francis is. The birthplace of the order is, of course, the Porciuncula, the little chapel of Our Lady of the Angels, which St. Francis said would always be the home and the birthplace of the Franciscan Order, and told him never leave that place. But also today we celebrate, as I said, Our Lady, Help of Christians. The title that was given to Our Lady because of the famous Battle of Lepanto, where Our Lady helped the Catholic Navy defeat the Turks in that famous Battle of Lepanto. Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady, Help of Christians, are two titles that were given to Our Lady because of that great victory over the enemies of the church. The other title given to Our Lady is Our Lady of Victories. All of these are commemorating Our Lady's help and assistance to the church, especially in times of dire need. And we also are praying today in a special way because Pope Benedict the 16th has asked us to pray when he was Pope, to pray in a special way on May 24th, because it not only is Our Lady help of Christians, but it's also Our Lady of China, and to pray in a special way for the suffering church, the underground Catholic Church in China. He said, "Dear pastors and all faithful, the date 24th of May should in the future become an occasion for the Catholics of the whole world to be united in prayer with the church which is in China. This day is dedicated to the liturgical memorial of Our Lady, Help of Christians, who is venerated with great devotion at the Marian Shrine of Shishan in Shanghai. I would like that date to be kept by you as a day of prayer for the church in China. I encourage you to celebrate it by renewing your communion of faith in Jesus our Lord and of faithfulness to the Pope, and by praying that the unity among you may become ever deeper and more visible." Now, it's appropriate, I think, that it also falls on the same day as St. Francis, because that is why the church in China suffers to this day, is because of its devotion and its obedience to Peter and his successors. And it's also fitting that it should be the sons of St. Francis who are the first ones as missionaries to bring the faith to China. Maybe they inculcated this fierce devotion to the Holy See in their great missionary activity and their preaching, that you might say it has that Franciscan hallmark and characteristic that China seems to have imbued in its mother's milk, you might say, from the church that from the missionaries that brought the faith to China. We want to remember in a special way those who are suffering so terribly for the faith there. Obviously, their suffering is going to help bring about the conversion of China one day. I think of the great witness of Cardinal Ignatius Kung Pin Mei, who spent 30 years in prison, most of it in solitary confinement, and of recently the last legitimate bishop of Shanghai died this year. The true bishop of Shanghai, as there was also a false patriotic Chinese bishop who was appointed by the government to be the bishop of Shanghai, but he, of course, is not the legitimate one. But the legitimate bishop died this year, and no one has been appointed to be his successor yet. But he spent 30 years in prison and another 20 years under house arrest. Can't imagine, 50 years of your life kind of spent in confinement or restriction like that. But he suffered for the faith, and he was a true son of the church and not willing to give up his obedience to the Holy Father. Let us pray especially today through the intercession of Our Lady, Help of Christians, and our Holy Father, St. Francis, for all those faithful Catholics in China and those that are persecuting them. We pray for their conversion, and that on this day in which we call to mind our Holy Father, St. Francis, let us pray especially that we too will support our Catholic brothers and sisters by our own fidelity to the See of Peter, to the church in Rome, and especially pray for the people of China. Our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, that has asked us to remember them in a special way today, and so I ask you to offer up any special prayers or extra prayers for our brothers and sisters in China, and ask Our Lady, Help of Christians, to come to their assistance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.